पदाय गौरपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीश्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इज्ञान अतिमर्तचरित्राय स्वासितानन्दाये जीवदुःखे सराताय नाम प्रेम प्रदान वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने Day, very auspicious day, the birthday of my spiritual guru, Padma, Om Vishnu Padse Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami. I have seen with my own eyes that how he used to do Vyas Puja on his birthday, giving respect to all other Vaishnavas, especially senior Vaishnavas, junior to all. And then Guru, you know, the backbone of bhakti is Guru Nishtha. Those who have no Guru Nishtha, they cannot develop in Krishna consciousness, never and never. We have seen how he has Guru Nishtha, that he wanted to glorify his Gurudev, but only Prabhupada, he never uttered, because our wealth short and used to weep loudly, and then by any
signal,
he used to tell us, Pujapad Bhavan Maharaj, me, Tilakam Maharaj, others, to glorify his Gurudev. And we, what we have heard from him, used to glorify his Gurudev. But you should know, glorifying him, but how? Connected to our Gurudev. Understand?
Yeah.
Like Krishna glorification. What is the glorification of Krishna?
Associates. Glory with associates with
him. Gopi and especially with Radhika. If anyone glorify Radhika, he is glorified. Connection, dealings, relations. So, any five, Param Gurudev, if he was glorifying, or we will glorify, the glories of our Gurudev will come. Surely it is possible. It may be that in the eyes of God brothers, Guru may not be liberated in their eyes. But in the eyes of
disciple,
Guru is what? Krishna Sakshat.
Sakshat Bodhidena.
He will always have Nishtha that my Gurudev is a special representative or manifestation have heard everything from him. If a defiled disciple has Guru Nishtha, then what is the symptom of Guru Nishtha? Even a dog related to Guru, he will give
proper
too
respect.
Much proper respect. And if he does not give proper respect to any related, whether initiated or not initiated, no harm. And if he has no regard, honor for him, then actually he has forsworn something. Really not Guru Nishtha. So we have seen how my Gurudev has served his Gurudev. Guru Manobhishtam.
Prabhupada Manobhishtam Stapitam
Yena Bhutale Swayam Bhakti
Keshav
Swamiyam
Dadati Padantikam.
Like this. You should always have Nishtha like this in the, your spiritual Guru and Shiksha Guru. And if Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru one, then oh, very good. Diksha Guru, oh, may be Shiksha Guru. No. But in some cases, some Shiksha Guru is needed. That a Diksha Guru cannot tell because of regard, as per the Mahārāja. And with Shiksha Guru, nothing. Vishwambhubhava. And those who have Vishwambhubhava to his Gurudev, oh, how better. Quarreling with Gurudev also, for him, for his service. Sometimes you also, you have to quarrel of Gurudev for his service. This is what symptom of Guru Nishtha. Always giving respect to others, superiors, especially God brothers. Nowadays I see quarreling each other. They don't want to be together. And together being glorify Guru. So we should pray. On Vyas Puja, he used to do Vyas Puja according to the book discovered by Srila Prabhupada and corrected by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Krishna Tattva, Guru Tattva, Acharya Tattva,
Krishna
Panchak,
Acharya
Panchak,
Vyas
Panchak,
Pancha
Tattva,
Sanakadi
Panchak. Seven Panchak. We should try to regard from all Guru Parampara, all the Acharya. Even Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, or Pancha Tattva. Especially Gaur Gadadhar, Radha Krishna, are created.
Guru Dev. Upasa Pancha.
Oh, Upasya Pancha. Try to follow. All these Gurudev used to tell that on my birthday I should give proper honor to all Guru Parampara Acharyas and Lord brothers and all senior Vaishnavas. What I have, what I am preaching, not of myself, that I am so intelligent and siddhantavi, oh, I am preaching. But it is due to my Gurudev. By the mercy of Gurudev, I knew Roop Sanatana, Roop Raghunath, their mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and other Guru Parampara Acharyas, only by Guru Parampara. I was sinking in the well of Krihasthi, worldly things, material existence. And he took our Sikha and prayed. And he mercifully engaged in his service, fully, not partly, that you should be Grihastha. Exact us. And he engaged. Sometimes other desire came and we requested him that how we can be saved. Oh, Avish, see, don't be worried. If anyone is sincere, mercifully Krishna saves, Guru saves. So, yes, would not be there. How he used to do his Vyasa Puja? First his Gurudev, worshipping Gurudev, and giving honor to all the Vaishnavas, especially seniors. But at the time of Guru, we have seen that with Guru Maharaj, no seniors.
He was the senior most.
And he was the senior most. He joined the movement of Srila Prabhupada, they became disciple in 1916. More superior than so many others.
And Narahari Prabhu kakhan
eschilen? Narahari Prabhu before him. Before he came, Narahari Prabhu, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, someone, oh, the brother of Vasudev, Tirtha Maharaj, that,
oh, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha
Maharaj, only 5-6. At that time, Prabhupada used to do arti, he used to
ring the bell,
oh. And Narayan Prabhu was, in this way. At that time, our Guru Path was nothing, right? You know how he served. At that time, Chaitanya Mat was nothing. There were so many grapes of more limbs. And the influence of Muslim was there. And he came. In a night he took all the grapes and gave it to
Ganges.
Not Ganges. Why you will say? Otherwise they will be liberated.
No, all the cement construction, not their goat.
He thrown out anywhere. In the river or in the
Jalan.
Or he engraved other place. And a big garden of mango and flowers he planted in one day, in one night. And when they came to do their
namaz,
oh, where is that place? What Vinod Brahmachari has done?
Vinod Babu
has done. But Prabhupada was very happy. What Prabhupada wanted. He used to give his life and soul for them. It is very hard for us. Sometimes we cannot obey our Guru. Guru is telling something. Don't do this. For the betterment of that very fellow, disciple, and he rejects. But we should not do. This is not Guru Nishtha. Oh, we should keep life on his one word. Or Gurudev used to keep his life and soul in his hand for the service of
Prabhupada.
For him, he went to jail. Once, any person disgloried Prabhupada, that Prabhupada is tattva jnani, not rasik bhakta. He does not know the taste of mango.
Only seed, nothing.
So he is like that, tattva jnani. But he does not know Rupa Raghunath, line and Krishna prem, like gopi. Especially Prabhupada Dev wrote these things. And that is why he is preaching everywhere tattva jnani. But they were blind. They never saw. What they have preached to me, you can realize. To others. Oh, under the cover of tattva jnani. Not naked. For qualified person. So he wrote against them. And they made a court case. Big, big qualified advocates they managed to plead that they should be given in jail. And then Prabhupada, our Gurudev, kept an advocate from Calcutta High Court. And thus, they were bound to apologize. Once, when I was in Mathura, auditor of Bhagavat Patrika, by the grace of our Gurudev, I was the editor, writer, to translator, to everything myself, alone. I used to translate Srila Prabhupada article, Guru Padma article, other articles, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, like this. They wrote that Mahaprabhu, when meet with Keshav Kashmiri defeated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
and became his disciple.
And gave Gopal mantra, and thus he was disciple of Keshav Kashmiri. And the paper came to me, newspaper, and I showed to my guru. And he became at once brave, furious. And he ordered me to take it,
paper,
and he dictated. And he dictated, there was no Nimbarka in our history. No books of Nimbarka. And also Jiva Goswami, our Goswami, Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, all previous acharyas, they have never written about. They used to tell that our Nimbarka Acharya was in the time of Krishna. That And why all acharyas had not written about him? Even Shankaracharya, never. Jiva Goswami in his Sandarbha. So there was no nimbark person. They have done forgery about this. Keshav Kashmiri came to Navadvip and badly defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus he received some teaching from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vidya karya nahe
Digvijay
kariva vidya karya nahe. I will conquer whole, defeat whole world. Oh, this is the not teaching of Vidya. And thus, that our paper was sent to them. And they also became very furious. Oh, there is no nimbark. They challenged. And in court, they filed this
court case means prestige hampar case. Prestige hampar.
Prestige hampar.
Manhani.
What manhani, you know? Prestige.
Defamation.
Deformation, yes. Deformation. Our Guru Maharaj told, I will prove it. So you should file a suit. They file a suit against him of 10 lakhs rupees. Defamation. And he says, yes, you should go to court. I am coming. I am ready. I will prove it. And he proved it. And they apologized. Then in future, we will never write like this.
Then the paid money?
So many things. So we will glorify him. If anyone wants to have a Guru Nishtha, they said, read my Guru Maharaj's philosophy and biography that I have read. In world, over whole world, it has been appreciated. In a book I have tried to bring all the teachings of our acharyas. And if you will read, then you can know that what is Guru Nishtha and who was he. Swamiji did not take sannyas from him. Oh.
Formality.
By an accident.
Formality.
Formality. Never. He knew all these things. And from him, from when he went the mat, he has so much
honor.
Honor
for him.
Honor for him. And he saw that what he is doing for Prabhupada. So accidentally he never took sannyas or to complete any formality. Never. Even our Guru Maharaj took sannyas from Param Pujyapada Siddhar Maharaj. Though he was junior, but very high class of thoughts and
philosopher.
And knowing tattva, bhakti, rakshaka, siddha.
Protector of devotion.
Prabhupada. And Reddy was wonderful. But he had also glorified our Gurudev so much. They used to cut their arguments each other.
Debating each other.
Param Pujyapada Siddhar Maharaj established one thing and Guru Maharaj cutting all the arguments, and then in a moment he used to cut all the arguments of our Gurudev. And thus a whole
audience
just to
enjoy
to hear and know so many things. So he has also. We know that all the sannyasis used to regard our Gurudev. very much regarded. When Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj, his name was at that time Brahmachari.
Ramananda
Brahmachari. When he came to Mayapur first time, he saw that there was a war of very small age, about 20 or about. He saw that he was sitting on the chair, keeping his
feet
on the table, and hands like this, on the chair, on Katahal Tala, jackfruit
tree.
And Param Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj came, and he saw from distance that Brahmachari was sitting very easily there. White cloth, not in
saffron cloth.
Saffron cloth.
And shaking his feet.
And at that time, also big sannyasis, tall sannyasis, very qualified. They used to come and to do pranam. And asking something. And in being in the same position, not he going to do pranam. And he used to answer them. And again, doing pranam, they used to go. Param Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj thought, he told this story to me, personally, Param Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj. I thought that, who is this then?
Young boy.
In white dress, and even sannyasi is in saffron cloth, they are doing pranam. And in the same position, he is solving their questions, and they are going very satisfied. Then anyone told that he is Vinod Babu. He had sent the position of Mayapur. Now there is no prabhav of
influence
of Muslims here. He threw them out. Now Vinod Babu. Oh. So, if you want to know more, you can read that book. How influential, how big a charge was he. At a time, in Parikrama, I have seen that editorial article was wanted. Param Pujyapada Baman Maharaj used to wait with kagaz, with paper and pen to note. And in hundreds, thousands of persons,
unko ghere hue rehte the. He surrounded by so many devotees.
And he used to dictate, and also talking with them. We will write any article, we'll have to see so many books here and there. To think, and he had nothing to think, disturbed by others, and he used to speak article. And Baman Maharaj, how very qualified, Ganesh like, and he used to. So, you should read the book and learn how to respect others and obey Gurudev. Don't see what my Gurudev is telling wrong or right. First you should test at the time of initiation. Nothing. What it tells wrong or right, you should jump in the ocean. If you can do, then okay. Other we have seen so many qualified devotees like Ananta Vasudev, Sundarananda Vinod Bihari,
Vinod
Prabhu. Most Lord. But they left their Gurudev because they were thinking, what he is telling, is it right or not? They thought that Prabhupada was not qualified for Raganuga Bhajan and thus offended. And then they took
poison
and went to hell. So you should try to think over all these things and be disciple-like. If you're telling, give your soul and life to me, at once, like Hanuman. Right? But Gurudev cannot tell like this. What we tell? For your benefit. So today is his birthday. And we are going to celebrate just Puja, Guru Puja. That was introduced in our sampradaya by Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. So we will glorify our Gurudev in the evening class. And tomorrow, day after tomorrow, is the birthday of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and Gaur Govind Maharaj.
Disappearance
of Gaur Govind Maharaj. So, both at a time we will do tomorrow. For myself tomorrow, and you can celebrate on that day. So, try to honor all the Vaishnavas. Madhav Maharaj should go first, and he do archan. And if archan is finished, I will come and do arati, Pushpanjali. And you should all first give Pushpanjali to your Gurudev lotus feet, and then to Guru Padma and Srila Prabhupada. How many vigrahas are there?
Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Srila Vaman Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, my Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Prabhupada, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Very good. So you should first give Pushpanjali in your Guru Pad Padma, and then to Gurudev, Prabhupada, and you should